Welcome to Virtual School Assembly. I'm your host, Tyler Christensen. I'm a productivity speaker, author, and classroom teacher. Here at Virtual School Assembly, I interview Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, Olympians, speakers, and educators who share messages of inspiration, education, and hope to better prepare you for an ever-changing and uncertain world. Thanks for joining us. Let's get started. Welcome back to Virtual School Assembly. Today, our guest is Matt Handshaking Holmes. Matt is a world record holder, a marketer, and the founder of Handshaking.com. He's also an author, a speaker, a personal branding expert, and a podcaster. His company, Handshaking, sells leads to construction companies and is purely remote online company, which is why he can live anywhere. And right now you're coming to us from the Philippines. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thanks so much for having me, Tyler. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, my pleasure. I've been trying to bring on a few more entrepreneurs, and especially in the online marketing space, and so I'm really excited to have you today. Tell us a little bit more about your background, where you're from, and how you got to where you are now.
Sure. So grew up in Texas and New Mexico, went to college in Colorado, where I studied business and got an entrepreneurship right after college. Went into real estate for a little bit, and now for the last 5 years, I've been into what I like to call online real estate, which is essentially online marketing, to keep it short. Yeah, you said it, Handshaking's an online company. I'm here in the Philippines right now because my staff is all Filipino. So I came out here to spend time with them to improve some of our processes and just spend some time as a team.
Cool. We'll talk a little bit more later about virtual assistants and why the Philippines is kind of a go-to place right now for online marketers and for other entrepreneurs. But first, so you've done a few different things. Why this interest in entrepreneurship, branding? Where did that come from?
Sure. Well, you know, I had a job after college and I thought there was a better way that they could run their business, but they didn't want to open up the finances to me. I was just a sales rep. Mm-hmm. And ever since that day, I knew that I always wanted a little bit more influence on where I spend my time full time. And for me, owning my own business, you know, gives so much. Of course, you can chase the dream of a flexible schedule, the nomad lifestyle, making a lot of money, of course, if that's what you're motivated by. But for me, I really just wanted to be creative and structure my own way to run what I do full time. So that it really started, I think that's when I realized I actually needed to do that as my career and be a founder. But it started back in middle school. I think I talked my parents into buying some candy in bulk, and I sold candy to my classmates. So there's a little bit of entrepreneurial spirit back then as well.
Yeah, it's funny. That seems to be a common theme with entrepreneurs is they started with candy or with a lemonade stand or hustling door to door with lawns or whatever. But usually we see that early on. Now, part of your brand today is your Handshaking Holmes, and you have a world record. I'm pretty sure it has something to do with shaking hands. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So, of course, you know, breaking a world record was always something on the bucket list, but I didn't really know what record to break until I started this company, because I named this company Handshaking because my friends actually nicknamed me Handshaking Holmes before this company. I was working in politics out in Washington, D.C., and whenever I saw a congressman or a senator, I'd ask them for a picture. And, of course, I thought it made the picture look a little bit better if it kind of made us look like we were buddies if I just shook their hands. So that's where the nickname came from. And anyway, to fast forward to the world record, you know, once I had the business registered, I knew we're an online marketing company. We need to get people to talk about us. We need to generate buzz. And sure enough, I saw a world record that I thought we might be able to break. It was the world's longest handshake between two people. And we beat the record by just 1 hour. So I have a counter world record holder who's also an expert handshaker. And three and a half, four years ago. And it was a great experience. It was all weekend. We started shaking hands Friday at 11 a.m. and we were still shaking hands Friday night. Saturday morning, still shaking hands. Saturday night, still shaking hands. And then Sunday morning, we released and we put our hands on ice and we went to bed after being awake for 50 hours.
Wow. It's insane, but you have, do you still hold the record or has it been since broken?
no one's beat it yet, but it's not, it's, hey, you don't have to risk your life. I mean, you stay awake a little while and drink some energy drinks, but there's more dangerous world records you can break than that one for sure.
Yeah. Now, Matt, let's talk about the nomad lifestyle, because a lot of kids who are, you know, going to college or thinking about life after high school, a lot of these kids want to have kind of this digital lifestyle where they can go and work from a beach, and they see the, you know, the advertisements for how wonderful it is to travel the world and things like that. Is it really that glamorous, or what's been your experience with traveling the world as you do business?
It all depends on how fast is the Wi-Fi at the beach. But yeah, I mean, it's been great. I mean, there's, you know, I work with a different culture. Like, I only hire in the Philippines, and I'm not a Filipino, I'm American. So there's lots of interesting challenges in working with a different culture that we're not exposed to at all when we grow up in the US and don't travel much. So I've really liked the challenge. It's great. I've learned a lot of great things from this culture that I've kind of taken into my life. And yeah, of course there's a flexibility. And with that flexibility comes the problem of when are you working and when are you not? I mean, I carry my laptop with me almost everywhere I go because I should be working at all times, but I also don't need to work at all if I kind of want to take a day off. It just kind of, and I'm a solo founder with no partners. So it's, I really don't have a boss at all. So I can really push the business as slow or fast as I want. And a lot of people think that's a good thing, but actually I would recommend, you know, having investors or a partner can offer you some structure in your life that's helpful. So we can talk about whichever part of that that you'd like, but it's good. It's a good lifestyle. It doesn't happen overnight. You just got to keep pushing even when things don't feel right.
Now, a lot of people don't think of going to other countries to work or to hire people. However, the Philippines is a very popular spot for American entrepreneurs because if we go to bed and give them a task to do, when we wake up, that task can be done, right? So with the time zone difference, the Philippines is nicely situated. But something that I hear from a lot of people who are reluctant to hire a virtual assistant or to work with someone overseas is, well, they're willing to pay for work for $2 an hour or $5 an hour or whatever, and that's inhumane, and we shouldn't be doing that to people and taking advantage. What are your thoughts on that, being there in the Philippines where labor is a lot cheaper than in the United States? So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, a comment like that, I can tell you right off the bat, they haven't traveled much, you know? There's a lot of different places you can hire that where people will work for a dollar or less per hour, and actually it doesn't even make sense to hire in America when, if you're running a for-profit business, why would you hire for an online role in the US? Why would you hire there if someone else can do the job for less? That's not in your business's best interest. So, you know, over the years, I've really formed an opinion that's quite contrary to that. And another big reason I chose to hire here was because as a solo founder with no investors, I'm trying to pay myself. I can't think about hiring another American for $5,000, $3,000 a month. But when you cut that into tenths, you can hire one person for maybe $300 or $500 a month. Mm-hmm. And that can go a long way out here.
Yeah.
So it's making a bigger difference in people's lives. I mean, when the pandemic started, we paid all of our staff a coronavirus stipend. We just gave them more money just because we know it's a hard time. There you go. Where if I hired in the U.S., I would not be able to do that. So it's more rewarding for me, in my opinion, to hire in different countries.
Well, and you make a really good point that the money there goes a lot farther. So when you're paying $300 to $500 a month, that's still a really good wage for someone in the Philippines. And so it's not like you're taking advantage. You're actually giving an opportunity that they wouldn't otherwise have. So that's a really cool thing. I like that you mentioned that if people feel this way, it's because they don't get out much. One of the issues that we have in the United States right now is with Black Lives Matter and not understanding other cultures, not understanding different backgrounds. Tell us some of the benefits that you've seen in your own life by moving away and really being immersed in a totally different culture.
Yeah, well, one thing is just the value of a simple lifestyle. You know, when I first started traveling, I had my house, I had my car, I had my insurance. With the car, with the house, and that was all kind of stressful when I was traveling. Now today that I've moved here, I sold my car. I don't have car insurance. Even my U.S. phone number, I ported it online and I can receive texts on the computer. And it's just a very simple lifestyle, which kind of leads people to usually ask me, well, how much do you save living out there? And I don't know if I save that much living out here. You can definitely save money out here. But one of the biggest reasons I'm out here is because a lot of my friends out here are also online business owners who hire in this country. And a lot of them are way more established than me. So we tend to spend a little bit when we hang out.
Cool.
So it's not always that cheaper out here, yeah. But it can be. It can be.
Cool. Now, an important part of your business, of course, is the branding side of things. So that part of the reason you have a world record is that actually helps your business, because handshaking is what you're all about. Talk to the students that are watching this a little bit about the importance of branding and what they can be doing and thinking about right now instead of waiting until they start their own business or whatever. What should kids be thinking about right now?
Oh, gosh, I'd love to talk about it. You guys instead of me. Let's do that. Let's talk about how personal branding is important for you guys looking into your future, you know. And just a quick story on why I launched Handshaken was because I thought there was such big opportunity to use the internet to improve your in-person handshakes or relationships. So, you know, what that means is that you need to really think about your personal brand and what your personal website would look like. Like, okay, you've got your name. What 5 words do you put under your name? And that's really a good way for you to start thinking about what your brand is. And that changes over time. It's normal. You can improve the words and, you know, improve your branding. So that's really, you know, what I think is important for you guys to think about is, you know, your Instagram handle, your Facebook, your Twitter page, ideally all of those match and they look the same way and you're using the same profile picture and you know what you know how to describe yourself in one sentence or in even just a few words.
Yeah, really good. Now, we talked a little bit offline about the importance of having a domain name and thinking about things down the road. Go through some of the logistics on that. If a student wanted to buy their own domain name, so for me, it's tylerchristensen.com. What's involved in doing that? Like, is it a hard process or what do you have to do to make sure that happens?
Yep. A domain name is probably the only paid thing that you would need to complete the base of your personal brand. Of course, you can register your Instagram handle. If your name's John Smith, you know, maybe you're Instagram.com/John Smith. On Twitter too, hopefully you're John Smith and not John Smith 24. I mean, this is kind of a bad example because there's probably a lot of John Smiths out there, but it is just an example. And with your domain name, of course, you want that to match because in the future, you're only going to have more and more views and people searching for you and people trying to email you. And if you have a domain name that isn't the exact match of your handles and of your name, it's going to be more confusing for people to find you, or they might even try to email you and make a typo. And there's tons of instances about that, but it's easy to buy a domain name. You can go to one of the many registrars and pick one up for 10 years. And that way you can hold it so no one else grabs it in the meantime.
Yeah, really cool. So as we wrap up here, looking at these students who are going into the workforce and thinking about entrepreneurship and marketing and all the things like that, do you have any just general advice on things that you wish you'd done earlier or things that you're really grateful that you did do or tried out? Just advice in general about starting a business and trying this whole online world.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing that I would tell my younger self was just get started sooner. You know, you might start something today and it might change later, but if you started it today, it's a lot better than starting it next year. So if you've got an idea for a website, if you want to launch a personal brand, it's much better to do it today instead of later. So that's what I'd recommend is just get started today. It's okay if it's messy. It's okay if it's sloppy, but don't be afraid to take action now.
Cool. Well, Matt, thank you so much for your time today. If kids want to learn more about you or follow you online, where's the best place for them to find you?
Sure. You can just search for Matt Handshaken Holmes. My handle is Handshaken without the G. But we want the domain name Handshaken. But anyway, yeah, just search for Matt Handshaken Holmes and you'll find me.
All right. Thanks for all your time today, Matt.
Thank you so much, Tyler. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Virtual School Assembly. If you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever else you listen to virtual assemblies. And leave us a rating and review so we know what you learned and took away from this virtual assembly. Videos and show notes are found at virtualschoolassembly.com. And if you're a school leader and you're looking for a speaker for virtual or traditional in-school assemblies, or if you're looking for some teacher training, I'd love to connect with you to see how I can help. You can check out my website at tylerchristensen.com. Thanks. You are super duper. Let's go out and make the world a better place. Bye-bye.